We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. This evening, the Blue Jays play with a chance to lock up a series win as it's game number 6 of a 7-game set between the Jays and the Daytona Tortugas. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson with you. So glad you could join us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Maybe you're clicking in from Twitter, seeing that we've got a chat with Nolan Perry coming up, and that'll come up here in just a moment. Blue Jays come into this one at 17 and 16 in the second half. They are 51-48 overall. Daytona 48-50 and 17-15 in the second half. Blue Jays 3.5 games out of first place in the Florida State League West second half standings, but yet they're in fourth place, so behind three teams for a playoff spot, but just 3.5 games back. Quick look at last night's ball game as the Blue Jays locked up a 4-1 victory, highlighted by 5 2/3 shutout innings from the Blue Jays bullpen when Fernando Perez, the Blue Jays ace, you could say, only went 3 1/3. Somewhat of a surprise there. Second straight short outing for Fernando. No official status on him passed along. It didn't look like any sort of injury, but it was a very quick hook for Fernando last night. Blue Jays scored 2 runs in the fourth, including a homer from Aaron Parker, and then 2 runs in the ninth to add a little bit of cushion. Tonight's starting pitching matchup features Nolan Perry, the right-hander for the Jays, top 30 prospect, according to Baseball America, has an ERA at 1.96. In 12 starts. He'll be opposed by the lefty Hunter Holland, the Reds' third-round draft pick at Arkansas last year. Holland, in a very small sample size, has an ERA at 4.5 in just 13 innings between the complex and here in Daytona. So that's tonight's starting pitching matchup. We'll have the rest of the starting lineups coming up here in a few minutes after our chat with Nolan Perry. We talked about growing up in New Mexico, his baseball background, and his success this year, especially lately, starting with his victory last week, first one of the season.
We now welcome Nolan Perry onto the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. And Nolan, appreciate your time. Let's start with your last start. Finally getting in the win column, going 5 innings. I know it took a while to get to that 5-inning point for you, kind of a late start to the season, getting built up. How good did it feel to get in the win column?
Yeah, I felt really good. Big weight off my chest. Been trying to do that for like the past 4 weeks, but I've been getting behind in counts, walking people, and it was just good. It was just a good feeling.
I know with the win, there's a lot of discourse in baseball about how it doesn't matter and it's a bad stat. What do you think about the win? I know it matters to a lot of pitchers. Yeah. Does it matter to you?
Yeah, I'd say it matters to me because I want the team to win every game. I'm up there to do my best to help the team win. So, yes, it matters a lot to me.
You know, you mentioned kind of getting behind in counts, and it seemed like you were struggling with your command for a little bit there, but then you bounced back nicely last week, only 1 walk. What clicked and what snapped you out of that stretch?
Yeah, so I was focusing a lot on mechanics before that and after that, so I just started just to like try to be athletic is what I'm saying. So try to move quick and just be athletic, throw hard, and just get in the zone as much as I can.
It seems like you've been using your curveball a little bit more along with your slider. What is it about that pitch that you've liked lately?
I just like the way the batters react to it, like how they haven't hit it much this year, so I'm just going to keep throwing that. And the slider does good sometimes, but sometimes they can get on it, so I like how the curveball, very big difference on it and slider.
Let's take a jump back to growing up in New Mexico for you, going to high school at Carlsbad, home of the cavemen. Yeah. I got a kick out of that when I read that. New Mexico isn't really known as a baseball state. What was the competition like? And obviously you as the Gatorade Player of the Year, your senior year, what was the competition like for you?
The competition, there were some good teams, there were some bad teams, but New Mexico, I'd say it's pretty good. Baseball, especially Carlsbad. Carlsbad's a big baseball town. We got a lot of people that have come out of there, like Trevor Rogers and a few other people. Yeah.
You mentioned Trevor Rogers, you know, also coming from your same high school. How much easier or maybe how inspiring is it to have somebody who went pretty recently before you on the same path that you're on now?
Yeah, it's really inspiring. Sometimes he texts me, asks how I'm doing, and whenever I need help, call him, see how he's doing, and just pick his mind. So, yeah.
How much did that help maybe, you know, when you were in high school, you know, whether it was with your coaching staff or you yourself trying to make it to this level, knowing that, okay, they developed somebody like that before?
It was really big, especially how we're a small town, knowing that you can, like, be seen by other people, and just seeing that just gave me like the hope that I can be drafted and just hopefully move my career up.
So when you were a kid, how many times did you visit the caverns?
I've probably gone one time my whole life there. Yeah,
one time, that's all?
Yeah, one time, and it was a school trip, school field trip.
So if I wanted to go, would you recommend it?
Yeah, it's cool to see it one time. I'd say one time is good enough for me though, so yeah.
Fair enough. Now, coming down the home stretch of the season here, obviously it's hard to believe that we're in August already.
Yeah.
What would you say your biggest takeaway from the season has been up until this point?
Try to work hard every day because you never know when it's going to be your last day pitching. And just get ahead and throw strikes is what I've learned a lot. Yeah.
No doubt. And then looking forward, how about your biggest goal for the rest of the way?
Biggest goal? Cut down those walks for sure and get some wins for the team. And yeah, the walks, the biggest one for me. Yeah.
Easy, right? Throwing strikes, simple.
Throwing strikes, yeah.
Nolan, thanks for the time and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
That was tonight's Blue Jays starting pitcher, Nolan Perry, in our conversation from earlier this week. Nolan's really been on a roll. 5 innings, 8 strikeouts. Last week. Let's get to the rest of tonight's Dunedin Blue Jays starting lineups, starting with Adrian Pinto leading off and playing center. Arjun Namala will bat second and play shortstop. Aaron Parker went yard last night. Tonight he'll catch and bat third. Brock Tibbetts will bat cleanup and play first base. Manny Beltre back in after a night off last night, playing third base, hitting fifth. Braden Berry had a good night last night, 2-for-4 with an RBI. He'll DH. Gene Joseph is in the 7th spot playing right. Jaden Rudd back in there playing left, batting 8th. And Bryce Arnold rounds it out, batting 9th and playing 2nd base. Those are the Blue Jays. These are the Daytona Tortugas, starting with Yurlin Confidon playing center field after a leadoff homer last night. Carlos Sanchez will bat 2nd and play 3rd base. Sammy Stafora is the shortstop, batting 3rd, just as he has all week long. Ariel Almonte will bat cleanup and play right. Luis Reyes is tonight's DH, batting 5th. Connor Burns is behind the plate, batting 6th. Eastmith Pineda is the left fielder, batting 7th. Jack Moss moves down to the 8th spot tonight, playing first base. And Trey Faltin, who's maybe been one of the biggest stories this week for Daytona, will bat 9th and play 2nd base. Those are the starting lineups. We'll have first pitch coming up after a short break here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Thanks for joining us for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Under an overcast sky in Daytona Beach, we are just about set for baseball. It's game number 6 of a 7-game set between the Jays and the Daytona Tortugas. Glad you're with us on your Saturday night. Blue Jays won last night. They lead this series 3-2, so with a win tonight, they would lock up a series victory over the Tortugas, who are in third place in the Florida State League East Division. Here in the second half, 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. So two teams scrapping for playoff position as it's game number 100 tonight for the Jays. Always a point in the season that makes you stop and think, wow, we've already made it this far and we've only got 32 games left. Goodness, it sneaks up on you. Blue Jays will start things off with Adrian Pinto squaring off against Hunter Holland, spelled like Holland, without the D. Holland, the lefty, throws a fastball, slider, changeup combo. Only went 3 innings in his last outing at Jupiter last week. First pitch to Pinto. The righty takes a called strike. And we are underway a minute early. 6:34 Eastern time. Game time temperature, 86 degrees. As we mentioned, very cloudy. The kick and the pitch. Pinto squares it up, foul behind home plate. And it's 0-2. Holland with a fastball in the low 90s, drafted by the Reds out of Arkansas after playing 2 seasons at San Jacinto College in Texas, better known as San Jack. 0-2. Pinto swings and misses on a slow curveball, it looked like, there from Holland. That was a nasty pitch, and Pinto's down on strikes to open the ball game. Pinto on rehab from High A Vancouver. Still one of a few rehabbers on the Blue Jays roster. He's out number one, and here's Arjun Namala, the 18-year-old. Went 1-for-5 yesterday. First pitch. He takes the breaking ball down and outside. Ball one. Namala's had a really nice week. 7 hits. He's played every day. The pitch. Called strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. Austin Mayshek is calling balls and strikes tonight. It is an all-human zone. No robo-umps. 1-1. Downstairs, 2 balls, 1 strike. Tyler Vandewater is in the field. So no ABS system here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. A ballpark that's well over 100 years old. 2-1. It's flied into shallow right. Sends Almonte in, settles under it, and makes a one-handed catch. Route number 2 brings up Aaron Parker. No score, just getting started. Top of the first. Parker playing in his 4th game as a pro. He's made an impact already on this Blue Jays roster. 3-for-11 with a homer yesterday. First pitch is called strike. Fastball there, and it's 0-1. Parker drafted by Toronto in the sixth round out of UC Santa Barbara because he's a catcher who can swing it. A one way outside. Jumped out of Holland's hand funny. So it's 1-1. Holland, 22 years old, and you figure a guy like him who played three seasons of college ball would already be pretty deep into his high A career, or at least single A career here at this level. But he's derailed by injuries a bit as Parker takes high. Two balls, one strike. Holland opened this season on the IL, the 60-day IL. And just now making his fifth appearance. 2-1. Parker lays off an inside breaking ball. 3-1. Parker, a native of California, the Bay Area. 3-1 to him. He swings and reps it to shortstop. Stafora backhands, gathers, throws to first in plenty of time. And the inning is over. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 against Hunter Holland to open the ball game. We're through a half. It's the Blue Jays nothing. And the Tortugas coming up on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. We've got no score going to the bottom of the first inning, and Nolan Perry is ready for work. He fires the first pitch to Yerlin Confidon. The big left-handed batter takes downstairs. It's 1-0. Nolan Perry coming off his best start as a pro. 5 shutout innings last week, 1-0. Confidon takes a called strike. Right into Aaron Parker's glove on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Perry also struck out 8 to earn his first win of the season. He kicks and deals, and Confidon takes high. 2 balls and 1 strike. Confidon went 1-for-2 yesterday and drove in the only run for Daytona on the first pitch Daytona got from Fernando Perez. 2-1. A big swing comes up empty. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Confidon, a 236 hitter on the year, but his OPS, a respectable 752. In an open stance, he waits on the 2-2 and takes it. Looked like the curveball downstairs. Runs it full, 3-2. Perry does split 2 breaking balls evenly. Curveball, slider, fastball, and change as well. Payoff pitch is lined up the middle for a base hit. Into right, Joseph scoops it up, and that keeps Confidon to a leadoff single. He's been swinging it well. Brings up Carlos Sanchez. Speaking of swinging it well, this top three in Daytona's lineup has really been hot this week, including Carlos Sanchez. And you look at his season average, it's a little deceiving. 202, got off to a very slow start in April. First pitch to him here is a called strike, and it's 0-1. No score, bottom one. Sanchez went to the complex out in Arizona, not here in Florida. Flew back, and since he flew back last week, he's been great. 0-1 is rolled foul. Look out, third base dugout. We talked about how those dugouts are very, very small, so there's a lot of players and coaches just hanging out on the outside part of the dugout. A little precarious. 0-2 on Sanchez. Throw over to first is late. Confidant almost came off the bag. Perry climbs back on. But to wrap up on Sanchez, 12-game on-base streak. In those 12 games, hitting .308. The pitch is tapped to shortstop. Could be two. Namala to second for one. Arnold the turn. And Tibbetts can't pick it at first. Looked like it was probably going to be late anyway, so Sanchez reaches on the fielder's choice. Confidant, the lead runner, cut down 6-4 for out number one. So Sanchez aboard for Sammy Stafora. Blue Jays nothing. Daytona at the plate here in the bottom of the first. Stafora climbs in with an 11-game on-base streak. Righty on righty, first pitch. It's a called strike. That was the slider from Nolan. It's 0-1. Maybe you didn't have the chance to join us for the pregame show and our chat with Nolan. I appreciated his time earlier this week. 0-1. Close to the inside edge, but it missed. One ball, one strike. Nolan started off very slider heavy at the beginning of the season. Now he's leaning on the curve more. The 1-1. Is bounced foul at the plate. It's a ball and two strikes. If you look at the numbers between the slider and the curve, he's now using the curve about 20% of all of his pitches, and opponents are hitting .098 against it. Against the slider, they're hitting .250. So a big difference, even though those pitches aren't that different. The 1-2 reached out and hopped towards the middle. Arnold snares it. Long throw from behind the bag to first. He got him. Excellent play from Bryce Arnold. Not an easy play to make by any means. Had to kind of stab at that ball from behind the second base bag and then was fading away as he threw to first for the out. So Stafora is out number two. Arnold had no play on Sanchez, who advances safely to second. So there's a man in scoring position in the bottom of the first for Ariel Almonte. The league leader in RBIs and homers. First pitch. The lefty takes a called strike. Fastball at the knees. That was about half a foot inside, according to TrackMan. Blue Jays will take that and run with it. If you're going to get that call all night, keep going there. 0-1. Perry misses low. One ball, one strike. That's one interesting thing. With no automatic strike zone, you get to see just where exactly these umpire zones are at. The 1-1. Misses up and in. No strike call that time. Two balls, one strike. A lot of players, coaches, broadcasters alike like to call or complain about the ABS strike zone. Valid at times. 2-1. That one's in there. No doubt about it. Curveball tumbles in. It's 2-2 on Almonte. But with regards to Tyler Vandewater and Austin Mayshak, you see just how refined those zones truly are. They're consistent. Perry sets at the belt. Gives a look at the runner and throws and misses low to Almonte. Runs it full, 3-2. So we mentioned Almonte, league leader with 17 homers, 55 runs driven in. On the flip side of that, his average at .198. 0-4 yesterday. The payoff pitch is popped the opposite way. Shallow, Rudd sprints in, makes the catch. And that ends the first inning. Nolan Perry works around two base runners, including a leadoff single to Yerlin Confidant. We've got no score through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
On to the top of the second inning in Daytona. No score between the Tortugas and the DJs. Thanks for joining us on your Saturday night. 4-5-6, two up for the Jays here. Brock Tibbetts, Manny Beltre, and Braden Berry against Hunter Holland. First pitch to Brock. Misses inside on a fastball, and it's 1-0. Tibbetts, the Indiana Hoosier, 13th round draft pick by the Blue Jays. Waits on the 1-0. Fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Tibbetts has gotten some good run this week, along with Aaron Parker and Carter Cunningham, also 2024 draft class members. Tibbetts 2-for-7. This is his third game this week. The pitch. A slow curveball. Hits the top of the zone. It's 1-2. Always fun to have a little excitement around the clubhouse, some new teammates to chat with. 1-2, fouled back. We'll have a do-over. You get to this point in the season, no matter if you're playing well, if you're playing poorly, it does get to be a grind. So to get some fresh legs, some college guys who have had the last month or so off, it's good. 1-2, skips in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Tibbetts was pretty much an everyday guy for three seasons at Indiana. Freshman through his junior year this year. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. He drives it the opposite way. Shallow, fading foul. Almonte sprints in and it drops in front of him. Nearly bounces past him. It's a fair ball and it's a leadoff knock for Brock Tibbetts. That is the third strange play we've seen in right field in the last two nights. Last night, Malvin Valdez gave up on a ball that dropped fair. He thought it was going foul. And then Esmith Pineda overran a ball, so the exact opposite, ran too far. First pitch to Beltre, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. And now, tonight, Ariel Almonte seemed to have misjudged that one. Not entirely clear whether or not he would have been able to get to that ball, but it looked somewhat routine. 0-1 to Manny. It has popped up. This one's routine. Shallow center, faulting, twisting, turning. Back towards center, makes the catch. Oh, man, he needed a map there. Turn right, turn left. Go straight. And it ends in out number one. Beltre pops out, riding a seven-game hit streak. I'll have to extend that later. One down for Braden Berry. We've got no score, top of the second. Good to see Braden have a good night last night. He was due for one. Went 2-for-4, first pitch. He grounds it the opposite way, into right for a base hit. Tibbetts will round second, heading for third. The throw is cut off. Looked a little dicey there for a minute, but Tibbetts shows off the wheels. Moves first to third on Braden Berry's single. His third hit in the last two games. He's really swinging it now. The Blue Jays are cooking with gas in the top of the second inning. Threatening to strike first. Here's Gene Joseph. Gene had the night off yesterday. He's 3-for-11 this week, including a three-run homer. First pitch to the right-handed batter. He squares to bunt and fouls it back. 0-1. The Blue Jays are not a team that sacrifices much. There are no players on the active roster who have laid down a sack bunt. The Blue Jays have won all season. Let's see if Gene squares again here. He does not, and swings away and flies it into center. Confidant takes a few steps in. Tibbetts tagging up at third. The catch is made. The throw to the plate is cut off. Gene Joseph gets the job done. Sack fly out to center scores Tibbetts. Blue Jays claim a 1-0 lead in the second. So Joseph is set down for out number two, but he picks up an RBI for his troubles. And that brings up Jaden Rudd, who is wearing number 30 tonight. First pitch, called strike. Top half of the zone, 0-1. Rudd switching to number 30 from number 38. News to us. Lefty on lefty. Holland steps and throws over to first. Berry back in with a dive. Speaking of jerseys, Blue Jays in their alternate blue tops again. They're good luck jerseys with gray pants, blue caps. The kick and the pitch. Slider called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2 on Rudd, who's continuing his rehab assignment from High A Vancouver. He's 1-for-9 in three games played with two runs driven in. 0-for-6 here in Daytona this week. Here comes the 0-2. Berry goes, and the pitch is popped up into shallow center. This time it's DeFora twisting and turning. Calling, he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays do get on the board first, though. Tibbetts singles, so does Berry, and then Gene Joseph brings in Tibbetts on a sack fly. So we're through 1.5, and it's the Blue Jays 1, Daytona nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Nolan Perry now pitching with some run support. Blue Jays lead 1-0 going to the bottom of the second. The first pitch to Luis Reyes is ripped foul behind home plate. It's 0-1. Perry worked in and out of a little bit of trouble in the first. Left a man on second base. He shakes off the sign from Parker. Twists and deals. And misses high on the heater. One ball, one strike. We haven't seen a ton of Luis Reyes this week. Batting 280 in just 15 games with the Tortugas. The 1-1. He lays off a breaking ball down and outside. It's 2-1. Reyes at 5'10", 193. 20-year-old waits on the 2-1 and lines it into center for a base hit. Frozen rope. Hops in front of Adrian Pinto. Leadoff knock for Reyes. So second straight inning to open the ballgame for Daytona with a leadoff hit. Brings up Connor Burns. So we haven't seen a lot of Reyes, but we sure have seen a lot of Connor Burns. He's played every day this week. Blue Jays trying to hang on to a 1-0 lead early in the ballgame. Bottom two, first pitch to Burns. Misses high and tight, fastball at 93. And it's 1-0. So Burns went 0-for-3 yesterday with a walk. 1-0 to him. Misses outside on the slider. Two balls, no strikes. It is very rare to see a catcher play every single day of the week like Burns has. But he's an everyday guy. He's played 66 games. 2-0. Breaking ball called strike at the knees. It's 2-1. Burns really became an everyday guy when high-profile Reds prospect Alfredo Duno went on the IL. Throw over to first is late. And so originally it was going to be Duno and Burns splitting time. It was for a little bit. Duno got hurt, and here we are. 2-1. Burns takes a big swing and a miss on a high fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Wind breezing out to left field. Whipping the flags out in right center. 2-2. Just off the outside corner, a bit high as well. It's full. 3-2. Perry on the center of the rubber with a red glove, sets above the belt. Unfurls the 3-2. Swing and a foul tip into Aaron Parker's mitt. Sounded funny, but gets the job done. Burns strikes out for out number one in the second. Brings up East Smith Pineda. A lot of long counts in this ball game. Early for Nolan Perry. Always got to keep an eye on that pitch count with him. First pitch to Pineda. The righty takes a called strike. Slider on the outside corner. 0-1. 1-0 Jays. Bottom two. Reyes leaning off first. He stays put as the pitch is slapped the opposite way. Dropping foul. Foul by about 3 feet. That looked like trouble. But instead, strike two. So Reyes trots on back to first base. Gingerly. Saving his third gear for later. We mentioned Nolan Perry going five innings last week. That was the first time this season he's gone five after opening the season on the IL with arm fatigue. 0-2 to Pineda. He takes a curveball down and outside. One ball, two strikes. Pineda went 0-for-4 yesterday with a strikeout. 185 hitter. With a 601 OPS. Opened the season on the Reds' top 30 prospect list. He has belted seven homers. Perry's 1-2. Misses in the dirt and kicks away from Parker. There's Reyes' third gear as he moves up to second base. And the ball got trapped, it looked like. Parker had some trouble getting it out. So the time was called. Reyes holds up at second base. Tying run in scoring position with one out. Bottom two. Pineda with 24 runs driven in. The 2-2. It's popped up. First base side. Tibbetts chasing after it. Runs out of room. Just a few feet behind the Blue Jays dugout. So it's 2-2 on Pineda. Bats in an open stance, wide open stance. 2-2. Is lined over the leap of Manny Beltre, down the line and left into the corner. Rudd over to fetch it. Reyes around third. He scores, and the throw goes to second. Keep Pineda to a hard-hit RBI single. Daytona responds. It's now 1-1 in the second. That was a screamer. And Manny Beltre almost climbed the ladder to get a piece of that ball. Close, but all said, first run of the game for Daytona. Brings up Jack Moss, one of four lefties for the Tortugas tonight. Big left-handed batter at that. First pitch to him. Is roped over Bryce Arnold, down into right center. Pineda moving from first to third. Throw goes to second, so Moss holds up at first. And Daytona really has the line moving now. Three singles here in this second inning against Nolan Perry. Men on the corners with still just one out for Trey Faultine. Boy, has Faultine been good this week. Time called, and Joel Hernandez, Blue Jays pitching coach, will come out. Tied up at one. Both teams with a run in here in the second. 36 is the pitch count on Perry right now. And chatting with him for the pregame show earlier this week, you ask him, how does that feel to finally get in the win column? And he said he was so excited because he had been trying for 4 weeks to go five innings. Really kind of had that full go to go at least five for a few weeks, and it seemed like he was so close over and over, and then he finally got there last week. Daytona already has four hits, which is notable because that ties a season high allowed by Perry. He's only done it twice. So here's Trey Faultine, middle infield at double play depth for the right-handed batter. First pitch from Nolan. Faultine takes down and outside, ball one. No throwing in the Blue Jays bullpen yet, but there is stretching. Moss not a huge threat to run over at first, the pitch. A rip and a miss from Faultine. It's 1-1. Look at Faultine's season numbers, 206. With a 644 OPS, and you might think, okay, this might be an easy out in the ninth spot. 1-1. Swing and a foul tip. It's 1-2. But as the Blue Jays have discovered this week, he's been anything but. In his last seven games, Faultine hitting .421 with five RBIs. So he has had a huge week. And Perry trying to make sure it doesn't get even bigger here. It's 1-2 on the nine batter. Tortugas on the corners. And now here comes the 1-2. Faultine fouls it off. Aaron Parker will have a do-over. Tortugas are in their alternate identity jerseys tonight, celebrating Copa, which celebrates Latin American heritage around minor league baseball. Next 1-2. Faultine grounds it the opposite way, past Bryce Arnold into right. Pineda scores from third. Moss heading to third. And what do you know, Trey Faultine adds another RBI to his week, and Daytona claims a 2-1 lead with a third consecutive single with one out here in the second. brings up the leadoff man, Yerlin Confidant. Daytona has already matched its hit total from last night, 4-1 loss to the Jays. Confidant, a left-handed batter. Perry steps and throws over to first. It's late. Faltine leaning towards second. The pitch is ripped on and missed. So it's 0-1. Confidant singled in the first inning. Perry reads the sign, sets, and goes. And there goes Faltine, swing and a miss, and Parker bobbles the ball. Couldn't find it for a second. He eventually recovers, but Faltine steals second base. Tortugas have been all over the base paths this week. They've stolen now 12 bags. Running was not a part of their game in the first half, but now here in the second half, they're really utilizing those stolen bases. Perry's going to go from the windup here. He's out in front, 1-2. The pitch, swing and a foul tip. Confidant stays alive, still 1-2. No throwing in the Blue Jays bullpen yet. They're going to try and ride Nolan as long as they can. The pitch reached out and flied foul. Third base side. For a moment, they put a ball up on the scoreboard. They've since taken it off. So it's 0-2 on Confidant. Perry, with a breath, turns and fires. And misses high. That's a ball. So it's 1-2 now. So these Tortugas Copa jerseys, they're very colorful. Bright pink on the top is the 1-2. Misses near Confidant's back foot. Two balls, two strikes. It's pink up top near the shoulders. Black stripe in the center. Neon green on the bottom with home white pants. And green and black. And white caps. 2-2, misses low and in. Now it's full on Confidant. Perry trying not to lose him. Had him 0-2. Now three straight misses. First base is open. Here comes the payoff. Confidant chops it to Arnold at second. He'll throw to the plate, and it's late. Oh, real close play at the plate, but Moss gets in there. Third run of the inning for Daytona. It's now 3-1. And that is brutal for a number of reasons. Obviously because the run scores, but secondarily you don't get anything out of that. No outs. Still just one out in the inning. So Confidant picks up an RBI on a fielder's choice. Faltine moves to third. It was a good throw from Bryce Arnold, but a little bit offline. It brought the catcher Parker towards the left-handed batter's box as Moss slid in and the right-handed side. The tag was just late. First pitch to Carlos Sanchez, misses up. Delayed steal, throw down to second, is cut off. Throw to the plate now. Late again. Oh, it looked like they had him that time. Trey Faltine steals home plate on the play. Confidant steals second base. And the rally continues for Daytona. Jose Mayorga out to argue with home plate umpire Austin Mayshak. Jose looking composed, but none too pleased. Back to back. Very close plays at the plate. About as close as you can get. And both plays go Daytona's way. So the Blue Jays trail it 4-1 now. And Aaron Parker will head out for a visit to try and settle down Perry, who's thrown 50 pitches in just an inning and a third. Jandre Rojas is warming up for the Blue Jays out in the bullpen. So it looks like he's going to be the first man out, but it just depends on when. So to catch up on scoring, Faultine steals home. Confidant steals second. Three stolen bases in the inning. Talk about running wild. 1-0 to Sanchez. Fastball misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Confidant with pink batting gloves in the spirit of those jerseys. The pitch fouled back into the screen. It's 2-1. 4-1 Daytona now. All the damage here in this bottom of the second. And multiple opportunities for the Blue Jays where it feels like they could have had one or two outs in this inning. 2-1. Misses up. 3-1. And that has to be the most frustrating for the pitcher. As there are a few scenarios where Perry's already out of this inning. 3-1 to Sanchez. Misses way inside, not close. And that's ball four. First walk of the inning issued by Perry. First walk of the day. So it hasn't been command for him. And that will be all for Nolan Perry. And that does not bode well for the rest of the night for a Blue Jays bullpen that has been laboring all week long. So Perry's day is done. After just an inning and a third, Daytona has scored four runs on five hits and three stolen bases for good measure. Jandre Rojas coming on when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Jandre Rojas is on for the Blue Jays a little bit earlier than expected as Daytona has claimed a 4-1 lead, four runs in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Sammy Stafura from the righty is in there for a strike on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Four runs on four hits, all singles, three stolen bases, a fielder's choice, and now a walk. Runners on first and second for Stafura. A spin and a throw to second. They almost had Yerlin Confidant, who did not slide at second base. Didn't want to get on the turf. So you can't even say that he didn't want to get his jersey dirty. Turned out to be a pretty good move from Rojas. Confidant with a pretty big lead off second. A one to Stafura. Little dribbler out in front of the mound. Rojas picks it on the short hop. Looks to second. Throws to first in time for out number two. So a wise decision there from Rojas. A little more hesitation than you would have liked, but you got to look at one of those runners. Gave it some consideration. Blue Jays finally get out number two. 1-3 put out. And here's the ninth batter of the inning, Ariel Almonte. Runners on second and third for him. A Almonte flight out to left his first time. First offer, upstairs, ball one. Tortugas lead 4-1 over the Jays. It's game number six of what's supposed to be a seven-game series. We'll see if it actually is. With the tropical weather coming in, 1-0. Misses low and in. Parker doesn't know where the ball is, and now he finds it. Just trickling behind him. No harm, no foul. Two balls, no strikes. Now, already seeing the effects of that tropical weather across the league. It is raining down in Fort Myers. Do not think that they're going to play tonight or tomorrow. 2-0 pitch. Almonte flies it shallow left. Rudd sprints over and makes the catch. As Adrian Pinto dives behind him, it's Rudd who takes care of business and mercifully ends the bottom of the second inning. Daytona sends nine men to the plate. They rack up four hits and four runs. They now lead 4-1 through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays scored first, but now they're behind. It's 4-1 Daytona as we go to the top of the third inning. Bryce Arnold climbs in against Hunter Holland. First pitch from the lefty is a fastball in the top half of the zone. 0-1. Called strike on Bryce. Went 3-for-4 yesterday. The pitch high and away. One ball, one strike. The 1-1. Bryce flares it right to the shortstop, Stafora. He jumps ever so slightly and makes the catch. It's a line out for out number one. Here's the top of the order in Adrian Pinto. Pinto struck out swinging in the first, only strikeout victim against Holland. First pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays trail it 4-1. Visitors' third inning. Holland kicks and deals. And a breaking ball is fisted into shallow right, and it hops on the turf in front of Almonte for a knock. Pinto goes the opposite way. Blue Jays have a base runner with one out in the third. Brings up Arjun Damala. Malo 0-for-1 with an F9 in the scorebook. Fly out to right for those who might not keep score. First pitch. The righty takes outside. Off speed there. And it's 1-0. For those who are very close followers of prospect rankings, 1-0. Namala takes high. Two balls, no strikes. You might be disappointed to find out that Arjun dropped a spot in the Blue Jays rankings, now down to number 4 after recent acquisitions to the system at the deadline. 2-0. Misses up. 3 balls, no strikes. So that shows you how much prospect rankings matter. Namala having a heck of a week. He's got 4 homers in the last week and a half. Really swinging it. And, oh, he drops. 3-0. He takes all the way. Fastball misses high. Wasn't close. Blue Jays with back-to-back base runners against Hunter Holland with one out. So Pinto up to second. And that brings up Aaron Parker and brings Connor Burns out to the mound. Also, a few other notes on the Blue Jays prospects. Fernando Perez also dropped in the rankings from 24 to 26 after pitching in the Futures game. And that's not completely trying to discount prospect rankings, because they're a very helpful baseline, especially for fans who follow the big league teams. Good to know some names. However, if you really get into the nitty-gritty, you really got to dig into it a little bit to get the full story. So here's Aaron Parker, right-handed batter, first pitch. Misses low and in. That's 1-0. It's also worth noting that none of the 2024 draft picks are in the pipeline top 30 yet. Parker's 0-for-1 with a ground out. The pitch is pulled over the reach of the third baseman. Sanchez into the corner and left. Pinto stumbles around third, but he scores. Namala gets the wave around third. There's going to be a play at the plate. It is late. Namala in there without a slide. It was bang, bang on the tag from Burns, but the Blue Jays scored twice. Two more RBIs for Aaron Parker. Blue Jays punch back. It's now 4-3 in the third. Boy, was that play close at the plate. I don't think Namala thought it was going to be that close. He's running hard all the way, but that slide, no slide. Pitch misses low and in to Tibbetts, trickles away from Burns. That allows Parker to move to third. All kinds of early, nonstop action in this game. Sure, we have to talk fast up here, but you really feel for the folks operating the line score. Numbers left and right, moving up and down. Hand-operated line score. Tyler Vandewater, the field umpire, says Holland's going to go from the wind here, and the pitch to Tibbetts misses high. 2 balls, no strikes. Holland's fastball velocity has dropped a little bit, sitting in the upper 80s now. 2-0, check swing from Tibbetts. That's a called strike. 85 that time. Cutter. Changeup, excuse me. 2-1. Inside. So it's 3-1 on Tibbetts, who singled and scored in the first. The Hoosier waits for the 3-1. Misses inside, ball 4. The line keeps on moving for the Blue Jays now. Both teams stringing together great offensive efforts early in this game. And Julio Murillo, the manager, is going to come out. So no visit from Willie Blair and nobody up in the bullpen throwing yet. So this might be a wellness check more than a mound visit. No trainer, though. At this level, it is very rare to see the manager come out for a mound visit that doesn't require a pitching change. Murillo claps his hands, says, "All right, sounds good to me," whatever Holland said. And he heads back to the dugout. Again, still no throwing. out in that bullpen. So Holland must be all right, which is good to see. Men on the corners for Manny Beltre, who popped out to the second baseman Faultine in the second. Manny hitting 236 with 35 runs driven in. First pitch. Misses inside, ball one. Beltre, the Blue Jays' active RBI leader, with Christian Feliz on the injured list. And Victor Arias now up to high A. The 1-0. Big swing and a foul tip. Manny almost had that one. One ball, one strike. Beltre might be thinking, I'm due for a homer. He's got four of them this year, but it's been a while. The pitch is fouled off. First base side out of play. It's 1-2. Beltre has hit two balls to the warning track this week. Just missed them. And when you see your teammates going yard, might get a little jealous. Manny appears to have something in his eye and wipes it out before climbing back into the box. Blue Jays with six homers this week. That's the most Daytona's pitching staff has let up in a series this year. The 1-2. Beltre lines it off the pitcher Holland through into center. Parker scores from third. Tibbetts holds up at second base. And Manny Beltre with a screaming comebacker for an RBI knock. We're tied back up. 4-4 in the third. Another night, another good one between these two teams. Squads have played 10 games against each other this year. All but two have been decided by three or fewer. Here's Braden Berry. First pitch. He thought about going around on a slow curveball. Missed low and in. 1-0. Berry singled through the right side in the first. Beltre not being held at first. The set and the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. One ball, one strike. Holland at 6'5", 200. That's what scouts would call a projectable lefty. His 1-1. Berry gets a piece of it, fouls it straight back. Holland's out ahead, 1-2. Blue Jays with a run in the second, three runs in here in the top of the third, still just one out. Five straight batters have reached after the line-out from Bryce Arnold. The 1-2 to Berry. Misses inside. He turns away from an off-speed offering. Two balls, two strikes. And now there's a righty throwing for Daytona. Holland lets left arm hang. Sets and deals. Berry pops it down the line and left. Hooking. It's out of play. That was pretty close to home run distance there. Sneaky from Berry. 88 miles an hour off the bat, but he was out in front of it. Looking foul all the way. Berry without a homer so far this season. Tonight could be the night with the jet stream blowing out towards left. Holland with a fresh baseball and the fresh 2-2. Misses a hair inside. Boy, was that pitch close. It's full now, 3-2. Tibbetts on second. Beltre on first. Blue Jays in a 4-4 tie. The payoff. Comebacker past Holland into center again. Tibbetts gets the wave around third base. The throw back home from Confidant is cut off. It trickles away. Beltre into third. He's safe. The wheels keep on turning. RBI single for Braden Berry. Blue Jays back on top. It's 5-4 in the third. And now that's going to be all for Holland, who has had two straight liners right back at him. One got a piece of his glove, and the next one screamed right past his ear. You probably hear it. So no pitcher, new pitcher coming on as the Blue Jays rally continues here in this third. After they fell behind 4-1, they now lead 5-4. You don't want to miss any pitch of this one. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Well, Bryce Arnold lined out to open this third inning. And then the Blue Jays turn the tables. 6 straight batters have reached. 4 runs have scored. And the Blue Jays lead 5-4. And it's only the third inning. With one out, Drew Pestka is on out of Daytona's bullpen. He'll face Gene Joseph here with men on the corners for his pitch. He takes a high fastball, ball one. Pestka, the righty, takes over for Holland, the lefty. 4.91 ERA and just 5 outings, 7 1/3 innings. The pitch is popped foul. Back up over the press box. A literal box. Not cardboard, but more the type that you'd see on a ship. It's 1-1 on Gene. The set and the pitch. Has popped up, foul ground, third base side. Sanchez sprints after it, and it's into the seats. Into the grandstand on the third base side. And a gentleman with a beer in one hand now has a foul ball in the other. Look what I found. 1-2 on Gene. Beltre, a good runner on third. Barry over at first, so good speed. We'll see if the Blue Jays try something here. Just like Daytona did at the bottom of the second. Pestka with a breath, the pitch. There goes Barry. Pitch misses high. Throw down. Here comes Beltre to the plate. He is safe. Burns dropped the baseball. Barry's safe at second. And the Blue Jays repeat exactly what Daytona did in the bottom of the third. Bottom of the second, rather. 6-4 Blue Jays. Well, if there was a time to do it, it was right there. There is something so fun about those steal plays, especially when you're on the scoring end. 2-2, Barry goes to third. Pitch misses outside, throw down. That time they got him. Barry claps his hands in frustration. He's cut down for a long-awaited out number 2. So it's It's two balls, or rather three balls, two strikes to Gene. Check swing on a slider. He held up. That's ball four. And just like the Tortugas did, the bottom of the second, the Blue Jays will send nine men to the plate. This game is something else, isn't it? Something new every night. Blue Jays came to play at the plate. Backing up their starter, Nolan Perry, getting him off the hook for the loss. First pitch to Jaden Rudd, misses outside, ball one. Rudd popped out to Sammy Stafura, the shortstop and shallow center in the second. Blue Jays with a five spot. They're on top 6-4. The 1-0. Rudd with a bouncing ball to second. Faultine charges. Gloves makes the routine play to first in time. And the Blue Jays will settle for five runs in the top of the third inning. A huge rally puts the Blue Jays back in front. It's 6-4. And by the way, we're only through 2.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. How about this line score? Blue Jays score one in the second. Daytona scores four in the bottom of the second. And then the Blue Jays come back with five in the top of the third. They lead 6-4 in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Luis Reyes. Misses high, ball one. Reyes singled and scored to start the mess in the bottom of the second. 1-0. Way outside from Rojas on a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Jandre kicks and deals. And a big swing comes up empty from Reyes. Two balls, one strike. Get to the details on Rojas now that we have a chance. 3.95 ERA, 23 appearances. 27 and a third innings of work for him this year. 2-1. It's popped up behind to home plate. Parker sheds the mask, gives it a look, and says, yep, that's out of reach. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes. You look at the Blue Jays bullpen up and down all season, throughout the course of the year. 2-2 to Reyes. He takes outside on a fastball. 94 on the gun there from Rojas. It's full, 3-2. You could argue that the Blue Jays bullpen has been the foremost strength of this team all season. Obviously, the bats have been really good in stretches. Here's the payoff. Reyes lines it into center, right at Adrian Pinto. He backpedals and makes the catch. Reyes with a loud out number one. Brings up Connor Burns with the bases empty, bottom three. Blue Jays on top 6-4. Yes, 6-4. Burns 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. Only strikeout that Nolan Perry picked up. Have his final line here in a moment. righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch to Burns. Called strike. Changeup on the back door. 0-1. Rojas from the stretch at all times. Sets at the belt. Takes a breath. Fires. That was a slider and it missed. Down and outside. Ball and a strike. So you take a look back to the opening day roster. How about two guys in Aaron Munson and Kai Peterson who got pretty quickly promoted. 1-1. Burns with a swing and a foul tip. A ball and two strikes. Guys don't often get quickly promoted from single A to high A, but for Munson it happened in May. For Kai Peterson it happened in June. Peterson was excellent, one of the league leaders in strikeout rate. Munson has continued to pitch so well up in high A. 1-2 misses down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. And there are a number of guys you can point to in the Blue Jays bullpen and reasonably say they're the most dependable guy out of the bullpen. And that is rare to have in single A. 2-2. Burns fouls it back. We'll have a do-over. Chandre Rojas has been one of those guys at times. Alejandro Alcalde, too, still with the team. Nate Garko out of left field. He's the Blue Jays' go-to guy right now. Signed out of Indy Ball. Another 2-2. It's pulled sharply, but right at Arjun Namala at shortstop. He gobbles it up, throws to first in time. Two up, two down for Rojas in the bottom of the third. Here's Eastmith Pineda. 6-4 Blue Jays advantage. Pineda collected an RBI on a single, part of that four-run, four-hit rally against Perry in the second. First pitch to Pineda. His fly deep to left. Rudd gives chase. He's at the wall. He's out of room. Goodbye. So much for a clean inning in this one. Solo homer for Eastmith Pineda that just snuck out of here. 356 feet towards the batting cages. Out and left. His eighth this season. Trims the Blue Jays lead back down to one. So it's 6-5. Here's Jack Moss, who singled and scored last inning. First pitch. Called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Well, it's to the point, if you're a Blue Jays fan, you might be thinking, well, at least it wasn't a walk. A few less pitches. 0-1. Moss lines it into shallow left, down for a hit. Moss continues to go the opposite way. He's 2-for-2. And now Daytona's wheels are starting to turn in this third. 6-5 Blue Jays lead. Bottom three. But it's to the point with the Blue Jays bullpen that you just need as many innings and as many pitches as possible out of guys, no matter how successful they are. And Rojas steps off before the first pitch to Trey Faulty. Faultin had an RBI knock last inning and then came in to score. Righty on righty, first pitch. Home run, hack, and a miss. 0-1. The Blue Jays added another rehabber to the roster today. Right-handed pitcher out of Buffalo, Andrew Bash, who's in the Bison's starting rotation to open the year. Highly successful. 0-1. Misses down and away to Faultin. One ball, one strike. Bash will come out of the bullpen today at some point. So you hope that he can give you two, maybe, but with rehabbers, it's no sure thing. The 1-1. Faultin takes a called strike at the knees. Fastball. Ball and two strikes. Rojas steps off as Faltine steps out. Rojas gives a look over at Moss at first. Now the 1-2. Down and outside. Parker keeps it out in front. Keeps Moss over at first. Blue Jays do have a handful of pitchers on 2 days rest, which is better than 1 day's rest, but still not ideal. Rojas, Sanchez, Ortiz, and Torres, as well as Urania. 2-2 pitch. Just misses off the corner. Trackman says strike. Austin Mayshak says ball. And it's full on Faltine. Now Rojas ready for the payoff, and it's on the way. It's flied high in the air. Back to left again. Run at the wall. Out of room again. You have got to be kidding me. You cannot make this up. Trey Faltine into the jet stream. Two-run homer. Second homer of the inning for Daytona. And guess what? Now the Tortugas lead. It's 7-6. Bottom three. And Jandre Rojas was an out away from 1-2-3 inning. He was a strike away. First pitch to Yerlin Confidon. Misses down and away. It's 1-0. That's Jeff, the TrackMan operator, with the pickup there. It's a lot for one man to keep track of in this game. Good gracious. 1-0 to Confidon. Called strike. 1-1. Confidon has reached twice in the leadoff spot. This is his third at-bat in three innings. Nobody throwing in the Blue Jays bullpen yet. The 1-1. Called strike on the inside corner. Change up there. 1-2. Rojas again a strike away from getting out of it. He chucks the 1-2 pitch. And Confidon has to play a little twister to get out of the way of that one. Leaned out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays infield playing to pull for the lefty. Shortstop Namala up the middle. As the 2-2 is bounced foul. We'll do it again. For all this trouble here with two outs, Rojas only at 29 pitches. That's pretty good for a game like this. And now at 30. Got the final two outs last inning. Here comes the 2-2. Confidon takes outside. Runs it full, 3-2. That final line on Nolan Perry. Inning in a third, five hits, four earned runs, one walk, one strikeout. He'll get a no decision. Here's the 3-2. Confidon taps it foul, and he says, let's do it again. Rojas' velocity even up a few ticks. 94 there. Three runs in, bottom three for Daytona. They lead 7-6 now. A breath, the pitch. That's a called strike three, no doubt about it. Fastball at the knees, ends the third inning. It started promising for Jandre Rojas. And then with two outs, two homers. Solo homer from Eastmith Pineda, a single from Jack Moss, and a two-run shot from Trey Faltine. Daytona leapfrogs in front. 7-6 going to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays behind, if you can believe it, 7-6 as we go to the top of the fourth inning. First pitch to Bryce Arnold. He leans out of the way as Drew Pestka misses up and in. It's 1-0. All right, take a deep breath. We're going to run you through it again. 1-0. Arnold with a hard liner into right, down for a hit. Ariel Almonte throws it back in. Bryce Arnold has a leadoff single in the fourth. You ready for this? Run for the Blue Jays, top of the second. Four runs in the bottom of the second for Daytona. Five runs for the Jays in the third. Three runs for Daytona in the bottom of the third. So it's Daytona 7, Blue Jays 6. So many hits, it's almost comical. Here's the top of the lineup in Adrian Pinto. He drops down a bunt. It's a beauty. Stays fair, and Burns can't field it. That ball hit the dirt and deadened for Adrian Pinto. He's got a bunt single, if they call it a single. We'll wait and see. In the meantime, Arjun Namala climbs into the box. Pinto, an excellent runner. If that's a TD ballpark, it's probably a hit. First pitch to Arj. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Namala, 0-for-1. Fly out and a walk. And a run scored. And that five-run extravaganza in the third. 0-1. Misses in. One ball, one strike. They're going to call that a sack bunt for Pinto. So reaches on a sacrifice. 1-1. Called strike. At the knees. It's 1-2 on Arjun. So a sacrifice and an error. That would be. Sack E2. Because that's very normal. Only fitting. The 1-2. Namala grounds it the opposite way. Past Trey Faltine into right. Arnold rounds third, and the ball gets past Almonte. Pinto will hold up at third, and Namala slides into second safely. The ball gets away. Here comes Pinto to the plate. He's safe. Keep those runs coming. Blue Jays tie it back up at 7. Somebody put a tent over this circus. Wow. Single for Namala. He'll get one RBI as Arnold scores from second. Pinto reaches second, advances to third on an error, and then scores on an error. Two separate errors. Here's Aaron Parker. First pitch. Rip and a miss. 0-1. Parker lined a two RBI double in the third. The pitch. He pops it up. First base side. Moss giving chase towards the Blue Jays dugout, and Moss makes the catch. Leaned over the railing to bring that one back in. And that is a much-needed out number one for Drew Pestka in the fourth. So Blue Jays lead 8-7. They've run out of a number to put up in the hit column for the Jays. First pitch to Brock Tibbetts. This is low and outside. It's 1-0. Those folks working the line score need some overtime pay tonight. Oh, my goodness. 1-0 to Tibbetts is bounced foul. Third base side. So there's a three up in the error column. So it's not going to be two errors. It's going to be just one on that same play. 1-1. Down and outside. Two balls and one strike on Brock Tibbetts. He's reached twice and scored twice. Single in the second. Walk in the third. The 2-1. It's popped up. Shallow center. Confidant races in, reaches out, and makes the catch. Tibbetts claps his hands in frustration. A rare scenario where a ball doesn't drop tonight. So back-to-back outs. After three straight, reached to open the inning. And Mandy Beltre stands in with Namala on second base. Blue Jays with two runs in, they lead 8-7. First pitch. Beltre rolls it up the middle, past the dive of Stafora into center. Bring home another run. Namala scores. Beltre has his second RBI of the night. Blue Jays have 9 runs in the top of the fourth inning and lead 9-7. And the home crowd is rendered silent. The Blue Jays with 9 runs, using a grand total of 1 extra base hit. Here's Braden Berry. Fastball zips in, called strike. A little extra hair on that pitch. 94. Perhaps out of frustration from Pestka. Sets at the belt, throws, and misses down and away. 1-1. Gray overcast skies overhead. No rain outside of all the hits and runs. A breath in the pitch. Just missed off the low outside corner. Trackman had it a strike. 2-1 on Braden. 2-for-2 with 2 singles and an RBI. The pitch is smoked way back to left. Pineda gives it a look. Over the scoreboard and gone. Braden Berry with his first of the year. It's an onslaught in Daytona. 449 feet. A moonshot for Braden. Two-run homer for Braden Berry. Makes it 11-7 Blue Jays in the fourth. Here comes Zane Joseph. First pitch. Misses up. It's 1-0. Pesca working from the wind. Kicks and fires. Joseph takes up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Righty warming rather quickly for Daytona as the sun begins to peek through. 2-0 pitch. That's in there. Splits the plate on a fastball. It's 2-1. How about Braden Berry tonight? 3-for-3, and we told you he was due for his first homer. 2-1. Gene was right on it. Fouls it straight back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This, without a doubt, is the craziest game of the season for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Wouldn't be a stretch to assume that it is for Daytona as well. 2-2 on the way. Gene lays off the high cheddar. Runs it full, 3-2, because why not? Looks like the right-hander is ready. In case Pesca can't get Joseph here with two outs, the payoff. Skips in the dirt, it's ball four. And for the second consecutive inning, the Blue Jays will send a ninth batter to the plate. And here comes the pitching coach, Willie Blair. This is unbelievable. Even for the Florida State League, maybe even especially for the Florida State League that is traditionally a pitcher's league. 11 runs on 10 hits, no errors for the Blue Jays. They've scored 5 runs in back-to-back innings. 7 runs on 8 hits, 4 errors. 4 errors for Daytona. So Jaden Rudd back to the plate. Grounded out to end the third inning. Joseph over at first. He's a good runner. Being held on by Jack Moss. First pitch from Pesca. He has a called strike. Upper half of the zone to Rudd. It's 0-1. Rudd, born in the UK, attended high school in Florida. And in case you're wondering, no accent. Pesca throws and misses inside. 1-1. Birds circling the light towers in left field. As the 1-1 toss. Misses inside. Back pick down to first. They got him. Gene Joseph picked off first base. And Peter Stabricki is letting base umpire Tyler Vandewater have it. But the Blue Jays add on 5 more runs. 5 runs in back-to-back innings, highlighted by a 2-run moonshot from Braden Berry. It's 11-7 Blue Jays as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Blue Jays have scored 5 runs in each of the last 2 innings, and they only lead by 4. It's 11-7, and the Blue Jays call upon a Triple-A pitcher to try and restore order here. It's Andrew Bash. First pitch to Carlos Sanchez, the 2 batter. It's called strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Bash on rehab from Triple-A Buffalo. The 21st rehab assignment hosted by the Jays, minor or major league this season. 0-1. Sanchez fouls it off. Third base side. It's 0-2. And Bash was really strong in his time with the Bisons to open the season. So much so that he was in the rotation. Posted an ERA of 3.69. Here comes the 0-2. Sanchez jumps out of the way. 1-2. Sanchez has reached twice tonight. Neither time on a hit, once on a fielder's choice, once on a walk. Bash, 27 years old, sets at the belt, takes a breath, and fires. And Sanchez almost got hit with the pitch. He held up on a check swing. A sweeper clocked at 88 there. That's a pitch you'll see in AAA. Pretty darn good. So it's 2-2. The pitch. Over the plate, but high on a fastball at 96. So it's full, 3-2. Bash, another one of those guys used to the computer strike zones they're using up in AAA. Here's his payoff. It swung on and missed strike 3. Nasty pitch at 85 miles an hour. I'd be lying if I told you I knew what it was, but it was pretty darn good. Slider. Another assist to Jeff. You just don't see many 85 mile an hour sliders here in single A. So here's Sammy Stafura. Righty on righty. And the first pitch. Misses in, and it's 1-0. Blue Jays hold an 11-7 advantage. Bottom of the fourth inning. Stafura is probably thinking, I'd like to join the party. 0-2 with 2 ground outs. The 1-0. Called strike. Slider again. Outside black. Bash finding that outside corner. Let's see if he goes back to it. His 1-1. Stafura rockets it foul. First base side. Out of play. It's 1-2. Well, the crowd, who showed up maybe a little bit early for a bobblehead giveaway in conjunction with the Copa night, have gotten their money's worth in terms of entertainment. You never know what you're going to see when you show up to the ballpark. Long pause in the 1-2. Before I thought about going around on that sweeper and didn't. 2-2. It's been a non-linear journey for Bash, the guy who was drafted by the Angels originally. 2-2. Stafura lays off a slider, runs it full, 3-2. So Bash was drafted by the Angels in the 30th round in 2019. Got cut during the pandemic, along with a whole bunch of other players in 2020. His payoff pitch. Tafora bounces it foul. Third base side. We'll have a do-over. And then Bash went to pitch in the Pioneer League for Missoula to open 2021. He was excellent there. ERA under 2 and a handful of starts. Blue Jays saw that and said, hey, we got to pick this guy up. So they did. He came to Dunedin. Had an ERA over 6, but got promoted to Vancouver. Did well enough there. And split last season between AA and AAA. Payoff pitch to Tafora again. Swing and a miss. That one got him. Back-to-back strikeouts from Andrew Bash. Once again, the Blue Jays are an out away from a 1-2-3 inning. We saw what happened last inning. Jandre Rojas set down the first two batters and then allowed 3 runs on 2 homers with 2 outs. Here's a guy who can hit a homer, Ariel Almonte. Face some high-level competition. First pitch from Bash. Big swing and a foul back. 0-1. We never told you what Daytona's Copa name was. It's the Rumberos, which loosely translates to party goers. 0-1. Outside. 1-1. It's pretty fitting for tonight's score. Party at the plate. 11-7 Blue Jays. Bottom of the 4th inning. Bash is 1-1. It's absolutely pulverized down the right field line, but that ball is foul as it bounces like 8 rows into the parking lot. 439 feet, but foul. 113 miles an hour off the bat. Wow. Easy to see why Ariel Almonte has hit 17 home runs this year. He's yet to straighten one out here this week. 1-2 from Bash. Swing and a miss. He got him. Andrew Bash comes into the ball game and shuts down the party. He strikes out the side, all swinging in the bottom of the 4th inning. And for the first time since the first, a scoreless half inning. Blue Jays still lead 11-7 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. onto the top of the fifth inning. As the Blue Jays hold an 11-7 lead, Daytona is forced to go to their third pitcher of the night. Both pitching staffs very taxed. Duvalvert Gutierrez is into the ball game. He's a right-hander, taking over for Drew Pestka. He'll get Jaden Rudd, Bryce Arnold, and Adrian Pinto, 8-9-1. The first pitch to the lefty, Jaden Rudd. It's called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. So we'll see if Andrew Bash starts a trend. He strikes out the side in the fourth inning. 0-1. Rudd takes up. One ball, one strike. Gutierrez enters this appearance with an ERA at 4.74. 8 appearances, 5 of them starts. The pitch is up. 2 balls, 1 strike. Opponents hitting 302 against Gutierrez. 24 and 2/3 innings. 2-1. Rudd with a check swing. It's a strike. 2-2. Big blows in this game. 5 runs for the Jays in the third and the fourth. A 2-2. Rudd pops it foul. Third base side into the river. We'll have a do-over. The Riverwalk area, inside the ballpark, we mentioned yesterday, is really, really neat. Rudd calls time. It really honors Jackie Robinson, not just his baseball career, but all of his athletic accomplishments throughout his life. 2-2. Rudd thought about going around, but he didn't. Fastball that misses high. Apparently. Gutierrez shooting daggers in the way of home plate umpire Austin Mayshak. A pitch that was in the zone, according to the computer. Payoff pitch. That one misses high for sure, and it's ball 4. Gutierrez none too pleased. And the Blue Jays have the leadoff man on. For believe it or not, just the second time tonight. Brings up Bryce Arnold. Blue Jays hoping to tack on to an 11-7 lead, as it looks like some panels on the video board have stopped working. First pitch to Arnold, called strike, and it's 0-1. Now the video board's put in some overtime tonight, too. Gutierrez from the stretch, the pitch. Way high to Arnold. One ball, one strike. Lights have just about taken full effect at Jackie Robinson Ballpark here in Daytona. Rudd being held by Moss over at first, leaning towards second. He stays put as Arnold takes a called strike on a slider. It's 1-2. So that Riverwalk, they've got numerous activity areas. I kind of go along a timeline. 1-2, cut and a miss. Arnold down on strikes for out number one. So Rudd stays at first. Here's Adrian Pinto, the leadoff man, as the Blue Jays lead 11-7. Adrian Pinto has reached twice, once on a sack bunt that resulted in an E2. That was his last time. And a single in the third. First pitch. He takes a fastball high. It's 1-0. So right next to the river, it starts with a long jump pit. As Jackie Robinson set the collegiate record for long jump. 1-0. Pinto swings and misses. Drops to a knee. Slider fooled him. One ball, one strike. There's also a basketball court. A hoop. A green hoop at that. Jackie Robinson also played basketball as Rudd goes as the pitch was delivered, and it's a strike. Pinto stepped out of the box, a little frustrated mid-pitch. And Rudd on second is kind of holding out his arms as if to say, do I have to go back? No, Jaden, you're good. Man in scoring position for Pinto, but it's 1-2 on him. The pitch is flared into shallow right. Almonte dives and makes the catch. An excellent play from Ariel Almonte. If that ball snuck by him, it could have been more chaos. It probably would have been an inside-the-park home run. But it was not meant to be. Pinto lines out for out number two. Rudd remains on second, and Arjun Damala comes into the box. Damala 1-for-2, RBI single in the fourth. First pitch. Fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. It's the DJs 11, Tortugas 7, top of the fifth. Blue Jays hoping to score for the fourth consecutive inning. Had to check the math there. 0-1. Fastball up. Taken for ball one. Nobody up in the Blue Jays bullpen. It'll be Bash again after striking out the side last half inning. Gutierrez on the first base side of the rubber. Throws. And pitch misses outside. Another one that was right on the corner. Daytona does not get the call. It's 2-1. Gutierrez gathers the sign and unloads the 2-1. And Damala bounces it foul into the third base dugout. We'll do it again. Gutierrez picks up the rosin bag, tosses it down with a little bit of frustration. Who could blame him? He's done a good job keeping his head here. And Daytona cannot afford an ejection. 2-2. Damala fouls it off again on the third base side. He's battling here. Still two balls, two strikes. Wind picking up now. Wind blowing straight out to center. As hard as we've seen tonight. Damala calls time. Arjun is a rare batter who doesn't use a timeout every at-bat. Usually keeps that in his back pocket for a long battle like this. So he's back in now. 2-2 on the way. He fouls it off again. Back behind home plate. We'll have another 2-2. Gutierrez has only allowed one base runner here in this fifth, and the Blue Jays have worked him for 21 pitches. That sums up tonight's ball game in a nutshell. Another 2-2 is absolutely smothered deep to left. That ball is gone. Arjun Damala with another homer. Number 12 on the season, number 3 this week for Damala. Two-run homer, and the Blue Jays have scored in four consecutive innings. It's 13-7. Aaron Parker coming on for the extra point. First pitch to Parker. It's called strike on the corner. It's 0-1. And that feels very similar to the homer that Jandre Rojas gave up. As Parker rolls one, first base side, Moss dives and can't come up with it. It popped off his glove, rolled towards second. And Aaron Parker has his second hit of the night. Infield single extends the frame for Brock Tibbetts. But going back to that third inning, Jandre Rojas threw a pitch that, according to TrackMan, was on the corner. Should have been strike three. It was ruled a ball, and then Eastmith Pineda homered. Or maybe that was Trey Faulty. one of those blending together here. And time is called as Aaron Parker is getting tended to at first base. Luke Green, the trainer, came out briefly, but Aaron's going to stay in. There have been some calls that have not gone either team's way. First pitch to Brock Tibbetts has popped up off the fist. Foul ground. Moss gives it a look. It's a souvenir. So the Blue Jays with a run in the second, five in the third, five in the fourth, a two-run homer from Namala here in the fifth. Gutierrez fires, and Tibbetts swings and foul tips it to Connor Burns' mitt. So if this game and the amount of pitchers used by both teams give us any indication for tomorrow, I would give tomorrow's game a very low likelihood of being played. Ah, the forecast looks pretty bad. 0-2, line drive right at Sammy's DeFora at short. He drops to a knee, makes the catch just in front of his face. And the inning is over. But not before the Blue Jays score. Again, two-run shot from Arjun Namala. His second hit of the night. His third homer this week. Makes it 13-7 Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Going to the bottom of the fifth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. We have not seen a game like this all season. Blue Jays lead 13-7 over Daytona. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, Andrew Bash is back out after he struck out the side in the fourth inning. We'll see how much distance he has in the tank. Blue Jays are hoping to let him go as long as he can on rehab from AAA Buffalo. We'll square off against Luis Reyes to open the home fifth. A breath, and the first pitch from Bash. Reyes takes a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So Bash's 1-2-3 fourth inning wasn't exactly efficient either. Threw 16 pitches in that inning. There is already throwing in the Blue Jays bullpen, if that tells you anything. 0-1 to Reyes. Slider on the corner. Called strike, and it's 0-2. Reyes 1-for-2, singled and scored in the second when Daytona scored four runs. Bash ready for the 0-2 pitch. It's on the way. Check swing from Reyes. He went. Strike three. Four batters faced, four strikeouts for Andrew Bash. Brings up Connor Burns. Connor Burns. There have been more runs, and hits for that matter, than strikeouts in this game, which is not always the case here in single A. First pitch to Burns. Misses up and in. It's 1-0. In fact, that's usually not the case. Blue Jays pitchers have struck out six, Tortugas. While Blue Jays batters have struck out just twice. 1-0. Burns swings and foul, tips it into Parker's mitt. It's 1-1. Burns has one of those strikeouts. That was in the second against Nolan Perry, before he was chased later in the inning. Bash on the first base side of the slab. Throws. Check swing from Burns on a slider. He held up. It's 2-1. Bash, a guy that very well could see time in the big leagues this season at some point. Based on Toronto's roster situation right now. 2-1 pitch. Burns with a rip and a foul tip. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Burns calls time. Bash within striking distance of a fifth straight strikeout. But if you're Toronto, obviously you sell at the deadline. You're out of playoff contention. It's at the point where you want to give as many guys a look as possible, especially when rosters expand in September. Long pause. 2-2 on the way. Awkward swing and a miss from Connor Burns. That's a sword. Andrew Bash is rolling along. 5 straight strikeouts for him, and that'll be all. Jose Mayorga comes to the mound. And you could say Bash's first rehab assignment here with Dunedin went pretty good. 5 strikeouts, all swinging. And the Blue Jays go back to the bullpen. All the details on the new hurler coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. It's 13-7 Blue Jays. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15. Blue Jays' fourth pitcher of the night is Franley Urania. The hard-throwing right-hander takes over for Andrew Bash, who's done after 5 batters faced. 5 strikeouts. First pitch to Esmith Pineda. Blue Jays lead 13-7. The first pitch misses up and away. It's 1-0. Urania making his second outing this week. He kicks and deals. And Pineda checks his swing. He held up. It's outside 2-0. Urania's first outing. He showed us his stuff. 2-0. He's fouled off. Fastball at 94. 2-1. Urania went 2 scoreless, hitless innings. He did walk 2 batters, but he struck out 5. So hopefully he can pick up where Bash left off. 2-1. Misses down. So it's 3-1 on Pineda. Well, no Blue Jays pitcher tonight has had any luck except Bash. 3-1. Misses outside. Ball 4. That trend continues. At least so far. Very early in Franley Urania's night. Jack Moss's turn now. It's the Blue Jays 13, Daytona 7, and the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Moss. Outside for a ball. 1-0. Moss 2-for-2 with two singles. The pitch. Big swing comes up empty. Heater at 95 from Urania. 20 years old. Native of the Dominican Republic. Listed on the roster at 5'8". He's a little closer to 6 foot than that. Maybe not when he was signed. 1-1. Moss hops it toward short. Namala can't backhand it. It's through him into left. Back-to-back two-out base runners for Daytona. Pineda advances to second. And that will be a single for Moss. Make him 3-for-3. All those singles to the opposite field. So here's Trey Faltine. First pitch. This is low, ball one. An interesting trend tonight for Daytona's lineup is it's really been all the bottom half. Really, Pineda, Moss, and Faltine doing the brunt of the getting on base and scoring. Faltine with three RBIs. The pitch, a check swing. Did he go? Aaron Parker points down to first base and then realizes Tyler Vandewater is behind the mound. He said, you appeal. Yes, you. And he says he didn't go. So it's 2-0 on Faltine. The pitch, swing and a miss. He was thinking about how he hit one over the batting cage his first time on that swing. Two-run homer in the third for Faltine. RBI single in the second. And time is called. Faltine takes it. If you're Daytona, you feel like you need a response here. Down by six. 13-7 Jays. 2-1. Faltine turns away from a slider. Almost grazed his uniform sleeve. So it's 3-1. Urania leans back, almost stretches out on the rubber. Hitters count. 3-1 pitch. Faltine rips and misses. Runs it full. 3-2. Urania hoping to end this bottom of the fifth without any damage. Reads the sign. Comes home with a payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Urania flips his arms in celebration. Or maybe relief as he leaves two. The Blue Jays lead remains 13-7 as we go to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's Dunedin 13 and Daytona 7. Top of the sixth. First pitch to Mandy Beltre. Misses up and in. Off speed. Ran away from Duelvert Gutierrez, who's back out. He let up some damage in the fifth. Two-run homer for Marjan Namala. 1-0. On the corner, called strike. So Gutierrez went inside with the first pitch and then went outside with the second. It's 1-1. Gutierrez nods, and time is called by Beltre. Gutierrez, none too pleased. Safe to say, he might be feeling a little cranky after getting squeezed on some calls last inning, and now Manny Beltre calling time. The 1-1 has bounced foul at the plate. One and two. Beltre 2-for-3. His hit streak is now 8 games. Forgot to mention that in the shuffle. Pitch, swing, and a miss. High heater got him. 93 from Gutierrez. Brings up Braden Berry. You could say that Braden's stats are starting to even out a little bit. Well on his way. Was hitless for 4 straight games. Had 2 hits last night. Now tonight he's got 3. First pitch. Fastball taken for a called strike. Outer half of the zone. It's 0-1. 13-7 Blue Jays. Thanks in part to 3 runs driven in by Berry. Pitch. Line drive up the middle. Down into center. Make it 4 hits for Braden. He stops at first. 3 singles. A 2-run homer in the 4th. So good to see for Braden, who has kept a positive attitude despite his struggles. Missed about 2 months of the season with that broken wrist. Came back, just couldn't find it. Now he's found it all right in a big way. Here's Gene Joseph. First pitch misses in. Ball one. Blue Jays lead by 6. In the 6th, 13-7 lead. Berry with a leadoff first, being held by Moss. The 1-0. Gene takes high. 2 balls, no strikes. If you asked a lot of baseball players what the key was to a long season, 2-0. Slider misses down and away. 3 balls, no strikes. As Gutierrez calls time, wipes some sweat off his brow. A lot of guys would tell you the key is to just stay positive. Take it day by day. Build up a routine. 3-0. Joseph takes all the way and takes high. It's ball 4. Back-to-back one-out base runners for the Blue Jays. And if you're in that Daytona dugout, you might be thinking, oh no, not again. Jaden Rudd into the box. First pitch to the lefty. Called strike on the corner. It's 0-1. So the Blue Jays have scored in 4 consecutive innings. Run in the 2nd, 5 in the 3rd and 4th, 2 in the 5th. A 1 to Rudd. is rolled to the shortstop, DeForey. Shovels to second for one. Faltine to first is well late. Berry safely advances to third. Joseph is cut down on the 6-4 fielder's choice. Rudd reaches first. And now it's up to Bryce Arnold to extend that streak of innings with at least one run. Bryce Arnold climbs in. One for three. Single and a run scored in the fourth. Struck out his last time in the fifth. Gutierrez about as far as you can go on the first base side of the rubber. First pitch to Bryce. Misses up. It's 1-0. Arnold, not an easy strike zone to pitch to. Not a huge guy from the right side. The pitch misses in on the hands. Two balls, no strikes. Despite maybe a below average frame in terms of height, Arnold with really good power, as we've seen this week, hit his sixth homer this season earlier. 2-0. Fouled back. Swung away on 2-0. Got a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Good pitch to hit. It's 2-1. Wind still blowing out to center. And if we play tomorrow, we'll probably see stronger winds than that. 2-1. Arnold swings and misses, and the bat goes flying towards Daytona's dugout. Somebody picks it up and throws the bat back. It's not a gentle toss either. Get this out of here. Two balls and two strikes on Bryce. The letting go of the bat virus continues to spread up and down the Blue Jays lineup. The contagion has affected many batters. Bryce Arnold now the latest. Rudd leaning off first, Berry off third. A 2-2. Called strike three. Fastball dotted up on the outside edge. And that ends the inning and ends the Blue Jays' streak of innings with a run at four. For once, the score holds 13-7. Going to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Jays lead on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles. Fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays lead it 13-7 as the first pitch to Yerlin Confidant in the bottom of the sixth is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Thanks for sticking with us on your Saturday night. 0-1. Misses inside and almost hit Confidant. missed behind him. Confidant almost backed into that. The 1-1 is lined past the reach of Brock Tibbetts, the first baseman into right. Joseph hustles over to it. Confidant around first, heading into second. He slides in, safe. Turned into somewhat of a play, but it's a leadoff double for the leadoff man for Daytona. To open the inning, you almost want to say it's all Blue Jays tonight. But with the wind blowing out the way it is and how weird this ball game has been so far, we'll keep that to ourselves. Blue Jays do lead by 6, 13-7. Bottom 6, first pitch to Carlos Sanchez. Fastball misses up and away, ball 1. Sanchez extended his on-base streak to 13 with a walk in the second. Struck out his last time. The pitch from Urania misses up and in, and Sanchez turns away from it. That one was not behind him. 2-0. Bit of an awkward silence. Some glances exchanged after that one. 2-0. Down and outside. Runs it full, 3-0. No reason to think that Urania would hit Sanchez intentionally, but his command has been a little spotty to open the sixth. He sets and goes. And Sanchez takes high and outside. That's ball 4. Very quickly, Urania in a jam with no outs in the sixth. Confidant on second. Sanchez aboard. Sammy Stafura to the plate. Mandy Beltre, the third baseman, trying to calm down his hurler. Chatting with him. And Joel Hernandez will do the same. One of the Blue Jays pitching coaches comes out for a visit. Aaron Parker out there as well. Opportunity for Daytona to sneak back into this one. Plenty of ball game left. Bottom of the sixth inning. It's 13-7. Blue Jays in the catbird seat. Home plate umpire Austin Mayshek comes out to the mound. Breaks up the meeting. And here is Tafura. Hitless tonight. Hasn't reached base. First pitch. Misses high. It's 1-0. A young fan shouts, "We need a home run." They could use a few. Daytona. The pitch. Is flied on the first base side. Foul ground. Tibbetts has a bead on it near the bullpen. Backpedaling. He makes the catch. Both runners hold up. And Stafura is put away for out number 1. Not quite a homer. Here's Ariel Almonte. Almonte 0-for-3. Two flyouts to left for a guy who usually pulls it to right. He struck out his last time. First pitch. Big hack and a miss. 0-1. Almonte has taken some huge swings after he hit one foul over 400 feet his last at-bat. 0-1. Almonte lays off a fastball close to the corner. Outside part of the plate, could have gone either way. Randy with a breath. And he unloads the 1-1. Almonte fouls it straight back. Into the screen. 1-2. It's the Blue Jays 13. And Daytona 7 in the sixth. The 1-2. Almonte takes. That pitch wasn't close. way high. 2-2. Reina with long blue socks. His blue alternate top is 2-2. Almonte with another foul straight back. He's had that fastball timed up. 95 from Reina, good velocity. And Julio Ortiz has begun throwing in the Blue Jays' bullpen. At this rate, the Blue Jays are going to burn through all their guys. They can't help it. 2-2. Another foul ball. That time it got a piece of the home plate umpire, Mayshak. Reina shakes off Parker. Now sees what he likes. How about another 2-2? Another foul ball. Back to the screen. Battle rages on between Reina and Almonte. Two balls, two strikes, two on, one out. Blue Jays by six in the sixth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That time, Reina got the fastball by Almonte. Fastball at 94 on the inside edge. First strikeout for Reina here in the sixth. Second overall. There's two down for Luis Reyes. Reyes 1-for-3 with a single. First pitch. He waves and misses on a good slider. It's 0-1. I tell you what. Small sample size. The stuff we've seen from Reina has been pretty darn good. 0-1. That's a strike. Another slider. 0-2. Daytona scoreless in each of the last two frames. Reina a strike away from making it three. His 0-2. Swung on and missed. He got him. Fooled Reyes on the fastball off the outside corner. It wasn't close. And Reina gets out of a jam. Two on with no out. Turns into no runs. Blue Jays still lead 13-7 as we go to the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Offense has started white hot in this game, but they've cooled off in the last few innings as the Blue Jays hang on to a 13-7 lead in game six of a seven-game series. Top of the seventh inning, Gutierrez, back out. First pitch to Adrian Pinto, misses outside, ball one. Pinto's had quite the ball game, just like the rest of his teammates, frankly. Reached twice, scored twice. The pitch, high and away. Two balls, no strikes. Pinto still on rehab from High A Vancouver. His scored on a wild goose chase in the fourth inning after reaching on a bunt. 2-0. Here's a called strike. It's 2-1. Gutierrez took over for the fifth. Allowed a two-run homer to Arjun Namala. Left two batters in the sixth. So here he is for the seventh. 2-1. On the outside edge, taken for a called strike. That's 2-2. Looks like it's going to be Julio Ortiz for the bottom of the seventh for the Jays. That's Gutierrez, 2-2. It is ripped on and missed, strike three. 94 on the high fastball. And Pinto's down on strikes for the second time tonight. Out number one in the visitor's seventh. Here's Arjun Namala. Namala homered back in the fifth. Regularly scheduled programming. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Namala with his third homer this week. 18-year-old continuing his tear. The 1-0. Fastball rips Burns mitt. The outside corner. Called strike, and it's 1-1. Namala with two hits, also a walk. He scored three times. 1-1. Misses low and in. Two balls, one strike, and Gutierrez fell off the mound. Smiling it off, nods at the dugout. Likely saying, hey, I'm all good. And Connor Burns will come out to give him a look, and so will the pitching coach, Willie Blair, Julio Murillo, the manager, and the trainer, Sam Tettman. Hey, it's a big old party on the mound. Gutierrez showing everybody why he fell, perhaps, kind of pointing to a spot on the mound. Now looking at his cleats, and everybody departs. Very quick visit, check on Gutierrez. Better safe than sorry, especially in the situation that both these teams are in with the staffs. Two-one. Namala takes upstairs. Gutierrez stays on his feet. 3-1. Blue Jays trying to add on to a 13-7 advantage in the seventh. Hitters count. 3-1. Namala takes upstairs. Ball four. His second walk tonight. Brings up Aaron Parker. So it hasn't just been the power for Namala. His at-bats have gotten a lot better. Taking a few more walks this week. Really seems like it's all starting to come together for the Blue Jays' top five prospect. So Aaron Parker into the box now. He's got two hits, 2-for-4. First pitch. Called strike. Outside edge, 0-1. Parker rocks back and forth. Leans back, 0-1. On the corner again, called strike. It's 0-2. Parker grew up a Giants fan, Bay Area. What a time it was to grow up a Giants fan. Late 2000s, early 2010s, Buster Posey. That was probably a guy that Parker grew up idolizing. 0-2. Is hopped to the shortstop, DeFora. He gloves it, flips the short way to second. It was close, but they got Namala for out number two. 6-4 on the putout. Parker reaches on the fielder's choice. Here's Brock Tibbetts. You kind of remember every team that you grew up following fondly, and those teams right when you started to get into it, whether that's baseball, college football, NFL. Tibbetts into the box here. He's reached twice and scored twice. First pitch. Swing and a foul tip off home plate. Umpire Austin Mashek. Connor Burns tends to him. Make sure he's all right. He is. I'll take a moment. Get his wits about him. Woof. Tyler Vandewater in just to give him a look. So both trainers will come out to check on Mashek. 13-7 Blue Jays. Seventh inning. Man on with Tibbetts at the plate. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as Mashek will take a moment for himself here. No major delay anticipated. Tampa 5, Lakeland 4 in the bottom of the seventh inning between two teams jostling for second place. Florida State League West. They're playing a doubleheader. Clearwater beat Jupiter 4-2 in the continuation of their suspended game yesterday, and they canceled their second game. So no doubleheader there. 0-1 to Tibbetts, swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 0-2. Palm Beach 9, Bradenton 2 down in Palm Beach. And in the second game of the twin bill, Tampa takes it over Lakeland 4-3. 0-2. Tibbetts takes outside on a fastball. Ball and two strikes. So look out. Here come the Tarpons. 42-56 Tampa Tarpons. That's not the record that matters. All about that second half mark. 1-2. It's a called strike three at the knees. And that ends the frame. Aaron Parker left on first base. Blue Jays go scoreless for the second straight inning. And it's still Blue Jays 13, Daytona 7. Time to stretch on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays dig back into the bullpen. Julio Ortiz is on to try and preserve this 13-7 Blue Jays lead. Now here in the seventh inning, that sounds a little bit less crazy than it sounded earlier in the ball game when the two teams combined for 18 runs in the first three and a half innings. Ortiz will face 6-7-8, starting with Connor Burns in Daytona's lineup. Burns 0-for-3. First pitch. Outside, ball one. Ortiz takes over for Franley Urania. Did a pretty good job. Left two runners on in each inning. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 96 from Ortiz. That's some pretty spicy cheese right there. 1-1. Burns swinging a foul tip. It's 1-2. Ortiz making his fourth appearance. He's yet to allow an earned run. Just 2 1/3 innings for him. So far for him, it's just kind of been fragments of innings. We need you to bridge the gap from one pitcher to the next. This guy ran out of pitches. Here, take over. The 1-2. Burns swings and misses. Strike three. Ortiz skips off the mound. He's got a strikeout to open the seventh. Here's E. Smith Pineda. Blue Jays lead at 13-7. Bases empty for Pineda, who's reached three times. First pitch. Check swing. He went, according to Tyler Vandewater. 1-1. Pineda had an RBI single in the second, solo homer in the third. Ortiz kicks and fires and misses inside on a fastball at 97, his hardest yet. In all likelihood, it's going to take one more pitcher. 1-1, down and outside, two balls, one strike for the Blue Jays tonight to finish this game. And then for tomorrow, that doesn't leave you much. That is if we play. Pitch is lined towards the corner and left. Run in. He slides and makes the catch. Takes a hit away from E. Smith Pineda. Two up, two down for Julio Ortiz. Brings up Jack Moss. So Luis Torres and J.J. Sanchez are the two remaining pitchers available with 2 days rest for the Jays. First pitch to Moss, very late on a swing and a miss on a fastball at 98. Ortiz has reached 100 before. He's climbing that direction. 0-1, swing and a miss. Change pace there, 89. So it's 0-2. 13-7 Jays. Ortiz on the first base side of the rubber. A few nods at Aaron Parker. The pause, the pitch. Misses low and in. So Moss takes ball one. It's 1-2. Gotta imagine it's going to be J.J. Sanchez to close out this game tonight. Back end bullpen guy. And that leaves Luis Torres as the only guy for tomorrow. 1-2. Comebacker past the mound to Arnold. The second baseman fields it cleanly and throws to first in time. And the inning is over. Julio Ortiz works maybe our quickest half inning of the ball game in terms of time and pitches. And we're through seven. Blue Jays lead 13-7 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Daytona hands the baseball to Jonah Herney as we go to the eighth inning. Blue Jays on top by six. It's 13-7. And a roller coaster of a ball game. There were many twists and turns and loop-de-loops in the first few innings. And now it feels like one of those roller coasters that's just kind of flat on a surface. Maybe a dip or two. Left and right turn, but not going upside down anymore. First pitch to Manny Beltre. Misses outside. Ball one. Big blows in this game for the Blue Jays. Five runs in the third. Five runs in the fourth. To open up this lead. 1-0. As a high fly ball into left center. Confidon, the center fielder, ranges over, calls for it, and makes the catch. Beltre is set down for out number one in the top of the eighth. Here's Braden Berry. PA system playing. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. And the Blue Jays might be thinking that about Braden Berry tonight. Four hits, three singles, and a two-run homer. First pitch to the righty from the lefty, Herney. Is popped up into shallow right. Almonte dances in, and he makes the catch. Two quick outs for Herney. Brings up Gene Joseph. ...13-7, Blue Jays, top of the eighth. Get this. So Gene Joseph coming to the plate for the fifth time tonight. Still no at-bats on his line. Three walks and a sack fly. First pitch. Called strike. It's 0-1. He can say he's been productive. That's for darn sure. We haven't even had time to tell you about Jonah Herney. His 0-1. Gene bounces it towards Tortuga's dugout, and it's 0-2. Herney with a 3.92 earned run average. This is his 20th appearance of the season, all out of the bullpen. He's thrown 41 and a third innings. He's ready for the 0-2 pitch to Joseph. And here it is, way outside, 1-2. Herney, 24 years old, native of Hawaii, signed by the Reds, and 2024 here, 1-2, is popped up. Foul ground, first base side, Moss twists back towards fair territory and makes the catch. And the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 for the first time since the top of the first inning. So we go to the bottom of the eighth. The score remains 13-7. Dunedin on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is both teams have gone down in order, and their last at-bats. So it's the Blue Jays 13, Daytona 7, and Julio Ortiz would love to extend that trend. He'll face 9-1-2 in Daytona's lineup here, starting with Trey Fulton, who swings and misses. A hard fastball, 96. Ortiz picking up where he left off in terms of velocity in that seventh. Had a strikeout, 0-1. Went to the off-speed there, didn't get the call on the corner. Outside, it's 1-1. No runs in this game since the fifth inning. 1-1. Faltine cranks it into the gap in left center. Rudd after it. He can't get it, and it bounces over the wall. Trey Faltine is now a triple shy of the cycle. Turning into quite the feel-good story for Trey Faltine, who really fell out of the everyday lineup for Daytona. And then Ricardo Cabrera landed on the injured list, a Reds top 10 prospect. Faltine back into the lineup. He hasn't stopped hitting. First pitch to the Yerlin Confidant. Misses up. It's 1-0. So Faltine tonight, 3-for-4. Including a two-run homer and three RBIs. Confidant's had a good night. 1-0. Rip and a miss. 1-1. Singled in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Doubled in the sixth. So he's 2-for-4. Ortiz reads the sign. Sets and delivers. Pitch is fouled back. Up towards us. Almost. Thankfully, a net is right in front of our face. 1-2 on Confidant. Ortiz readies and fires. Check swing from Confidant. It's a called strike three. Ortiz locked him up on the changeup. Good bounce back for out number one. Here's Carlos Sanchez. Sanchez has two walks. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Blue Jays lead 13-7 in the eighth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Looking into Carlos Sanchez's background, he's still only 19 years old. Signed by Cincinnati in just 2022. But he made such a first impression in his first few years in the org. 0-1. On the outside edge, called strike. It's 0-2. The Reds said, you know what? Let's send this guy to winter ball in Australia. And the ABL is no joke. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Julio Ortiz isn't joking around either. Back-to-back strikeouts after that double from Faltine. Here's Sammy Stafora. The Australian Baseball League is filled with guys in their mid to upper 20s, even some guys in their 30s. Australian natives play there even if they make the big leagues over the offseason. First pitch to Stafora. Called strike. It's 0-1. So Carlos Sanchez, in his season there, was a whopping 7 years younger than the average player. Swing and a miss from Stafora. Ortiz out ahead, 0-2. Strike away from another K. Stafora 0-for-4. With a strikeout. Taps the plate. Ortiz gathers the sign and deals. And the pitch is bounced down to third. It's foul. We'll have another 0-2. Beltre deposits that one into the seats. Souvenir. Fans have stuck around, especially the vocal ones. 0-2. Runs up and in. you listened close, you could hear Stafora say, "Oh, indeed." Hard fastball near the hands. That's enough to make you turn into a ghost. The 1-2. Fastball at 98 up and outside. Two balls, two strikes. It's one of the great things about this angle. You can hear guys. 2-2. Tafora turns away as that pitch does not count. It's a balk. Ortiz flinched. And that allows Trey Faltine to move to third. So it's still 2-2 on Stafora. Run 90 feet away for Daytona. They haven't scored since the third. The 2-2. Slider down and outside. Stafora didn't chase. So it's full. This is Ortiz inning all the way. Payoff pitch. Cut and a miss. Julio Ortiz with three straight strikeouts, and he leaves Trey Faltine on third base. We go to the ninth. Still 13-7. Dunedin on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the Blue Jays 13 and Daytona 7 as we're on to the ninth in a romp for the Blue Jays lineup. First pitch to Jaden Rudd from Jonah Herney as a called strike, and it's 0-1. So for the Blue Jays tonight, they've got those 13 runs on 13 hits. Pitch misses in. It's 1-1. Sounds like some fans were a little off on their chanting there. 1-1. Rudd bounces it foul, first base side. Blue Jays dugout. Some Blue Jays up on the top step of the dugout. Outside of the dugout, throw their arms up at Rudd. Hey, what the heck, man? Herney ready for the 1-2. Breaking ball slapped down into left center for a hit. Could be extra bases as Pineda cuts it off. Rudd heading to second. The throw is late. Hustle double for Jaden Rudd to open the ninth. Rudd's first hit tonight. Brings up Bryce Arnold. Bryce is 1-for-4. He struck out twice, singled and scored in the fourth. We are coming up on the vaunted 3-hour mark. First pitch to Arnold is fouled off. First base side, it's 0-1. It's like saying a game's 3 hours is a dirty word in baseball these days. That's how every game used to be before the pitch clock. 0-1. Arnold fouls it off. 0-2. Still good buzz about the ballpark, despite somewhat of a lopsided score. Bernie with a breath, the pitch. Rice pops it up, and a shallow left. Stafora settles out, makes the two-handed catch. So Arnold's out number one, the visitor's ninth. Brings up Adrian Pinto. Pinto with two strikeouts, but two runs scored tonight. Single and a sack bunt to put him on base in the third and fourth. First pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. 13-7 Blue Jays. Looking around the Blue Jays organization, some big news yesterday. Up in AAA Buffalo, 1-0. Called strike. It's 1-1. Buffalo on the road at Worcester. And the game was rain delayed. It was late at night. Close game. And Buffalo needed a pinch hitter. So they called to the bench. And out comes Joey Votto. 1-1. Is blooped. Foul ground first base side. Moss gets to it and makes the catch. So Pinto set down for out number two. Brings up Arjun Namala with Jaden Rudd still on second. 13-7 in favor of the visitors here in the ninth. So not only did Votto pinch hit in his Buffalo AAA debut, but he got a hit, and he scored the go-ahead run and a comeback win for the Bisons. First pitch to Arj. He thought about fastball on the outside corner, held up. It's called strike. It's 0-1. Mala having another great day. RBI single, two-run homer, two walks. 0-1. Misses low. One ball, one strike. Votto was in the lineup again tonight. And last check, he had two hits. After he tweaked his ankle, and when he was supposed to play, 1-1, swing and a miss. Slider tied up, Arjun. 1-2. He was supposed to play, tweaked his ankle, first game coming out of the All-Star break, and then he disappeared. And the question started popping up again. Where's Joey? Where'd Votto go? Oh, Joey, where art thou? And then, just when you least expect it, there he is again. The 1-2. Namala swings and misses. Drops to an E. Off-speed got him. And Jonah Herney works two scoreless innings out of the bullpen for the Tortugas, and the Blue Jays strand Jaden Rudd on second base. So it will be Julio Ortiz coming back out to try and finish this game for the Blue Jays when we come back. 13-7, DJ's lead. Hey, DJ's fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Julio Ortiz remains in the ballgame for the Jays. First pitch to Ariel Almontes. Grounded foul, first base side, and it's 0-1. Why not send him back out? He's got four strikeouts and two scoreless innings as the Blue Jays lead 13-7, three outs away from clinching a series win here in Daytona. The pitch reached out and bounced down to first. Brock Tibbetts is there. He underhand flips to Ortiz, who loses his cap, but retrieves out number one. Steps on first in time. One away for Luis Reyes. Some defensive substitutions to report behind Ortiz. Carter Cunningham is in and left for Jaden Rudd. Gene Joseph moves from right to center, taking the place of Adrian Pinto. And Aponte comes into play right. First pitch to Reyes. Misses outside. It's 1-0. So Aponte subs in Pinto's spot in the lineup, leading off. Should we have extra innings? Right now, not particularly likely. Blue Jays lead 13-7. Pitch to Reyes outside. 2-0. Whole lot of hardy baseball fans have stuck this one out. They love their baseball here in Daytona Beach. Longtime minor league city. 2-0. Called strike. Bottom of the zone. 2-1. One thing that's really been impressive from Ortiz is he's maintained his velocity. Mid to upper 90s. 2-1. Reyes rips and fouls it back. 2-2. Baseball delivered straight to the catcher. Aaron Parker from Bat Boy. If he's not careful, he might end up pitching. It's mop-up duty. 2-2. Called strike three. Julio Ortiz is a strikeout factory tonight. Five of them for the big righty. And Daytona is down to its final out. Represented by Diego Omaña. Pinch hitting in the spot of Connor Burns. So Omaña gets an AB here as Ortiz tries to slam the door. Blue Jays lead 13-7 in the ninth. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. We've seen Omaña a few times throughout the week. 191 hitter. In 15 games, he swings and misses. 98 on the fastball. Now the Tortugas are down to their final strike. Ortiz leans in, nods. See if he goes back to the heater. 0-2. It was, but it missed high. One ball, two strikes. Ortiz all from the stretch. He's ready for the 1-2. Throws. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Have a night, Julio Ortiz. Extends his arms to the sky in celebration. What an outing for Ortiz, and what a night for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 13 runs on 14 hits, and they down Daytona 13-7. Wow. Let's get to the final totals for this one for an abbreviated post-game show. Starting with the totals for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays, they score 13 runs on 14 hits. They play an error-free ball game and leave seven men on base. That's not too bad for a night where you have 14 hits. For Daytona, they score seven runs on 11 hits, commit four errors, and leave a total of eight on base. The winning pitcher for the Jays is Franley Urania. Urania gets his first win with the DJs, an inning and a third, two hits, no runs, two walks, three strikeouts for Franley. The save goes to Julio Ortiz because he went three innings, scoreless innings. Only allowed one hit, didn't walk anybody, and struck out six. How about that from Julio Ortiz? Drew Pesca gets the loss as he pitched just an inning and two-thirds. And allowed five runs, only one was earned. But still five runs going towards the Blue Jays' 13-7 victory. With the win, the Blue Jays improve to 18-16 in the second half. They are 52-48 in 2024. Daytona drops to 48-51. They are 17-16 on the half. What a night for the Blue Jays. Five spots in the third and fourth innings to start to run away with it. And wow, wow, wow. A fun one tonight in 3 hours and 7 minutes in front of 1,540 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Less than a mile from the ocean on the Space Coast of Florida. As the grounds crew makes their preparations for tomorrow's game, we look ahead to tomorrow that may or may not happen, just truthfully, based on tropical storm conditions starting to roll into Florida. We'll see if the weather permits, but as of right now, 5 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch for the Jays. Gage Stanifer will pitch against Jose Montero for that 5 p.m. first pitch. Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long. Fort Myers, St. Lucie were rained out. They'll try a doubleheader tomorrow. We'll see about that. Clearwater and Jupiter were canceled in the back end of their doubleheader. And Tampa wins one game. Lakeland comes back to win game two of the doubleheader, 6-5. So things are going to be a little shook up in the standings because of all this rain, and we'll cover all that tomorrow as our coverage begins at 4:45 Eastern time should we play. Stay tuned to our social media channels to see, and we'll talk to you then. One more time, the final score. It's the Dunedin Blue Jays 13 and the Daytona Tortugas 7. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. For everybody back in Dunedin, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for listening on your Saturday night, and so long from Daytona. Talk tomorrow.